of the stupid.
Yeah, she looks really impressed with you right now. Shut up.
When are you going to start throwing things?
As soon as she finds something to throw.
All right. My tale is stupid. I thought I was going to have none, and I was maybe going to have to dig through my brain to remember something else that somebody did. But no, I actually had some children at the hotel this week show up and prove me that, you know, I can actually...
Tasty.
I will always find something dumb in humankind. So I get there at 9 o'clock. It's still light out. And I walk in, say hello to the desk clerk, and all of a sudden I see one of the kids come running in, and he's looking up out the rear door. And I'm like, just the way he was acting, I knew something was on. So I kind of wander over, and I see one of the kids out there, and no sooner do I see him than all of a sudden, splash, splash, they're throwing water balloons off the third story.
Okay, well that's...
That's just kid stuff. So... I go down the hallway, go up the stairs, get to the third floor, walk over, get to the door, and they've got the latch open. So the door is actually propped open, and I can hear them. Yeah, get it over to the window. And I'm saying, okay, so knock, knock, knock. Yeah, is that Danny? Yeah. No, I think he's still out there. Okay, so I open the door. Security, they have got the hotel garbage can. Now, this is probably about maybe, I'd say about 10-liter blue plastic bucket. And it is so heavy because they have filled it with water and ice from the ice machine.
So did you help them get it out the window?
No, I didn't. And they can't lift it. So they've got the chair that they have in there that's on casters, and they're rolling it along from the bathroom trying to get it to the window.
Oh! Ingenious little beavers.
Now, at this point, my general outrage kicks in, and then in a hearty, what the hell do you think you're doing? I started. Sploosh! The resulting tidal wave went down the floor, up the side of the bed, all the way to the window into the register. Splash! And there was actual washbacks. Sploosh! And they're all looking at me like...
They don't know what direction to run in?
Yeah.
Out the window. He's blocking the only door.
And they're on the third floor. Good luck with that.
So I'm like, you are going to get every towel in the room and every towel in all of your friends' room, and you're going to begin mopping that up now. Yes, sir. And don't throw any more with anything out the window. So they run over and they're getting it and they're squeezing them out into the bucket. And they're like, first one is going to carry it back. And I'm like, just squeeze it in the bucket, clean it up as best you can.
You're trying to teach monkeys how to do things. Like,
they're 12 years old, okay? See, they're not even like they're...
One of them started, and the rest just started helping him naturally.
Yes. 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 One of them saw the water balloon and said, do you need a hand? So anyhow, I'm like... I go to walk away. Well, at this point, because there hasn't been a water balloon outside for a while, the kid, Danny, I assume his name is, decide to come running up the stairs. Oh, so he opens the door. And you know how normally when you're really running, you're like head down and you're leaning into it? He comes running right at me. Hits my belly. Bounces flat onto his ass. Looks up at me. Eyes the size of dinner plates. And I lean in and I go, no running in the hallways. Fucking period! I thought the kid was going to shit himself.
He probably did.
Rosebud.
At the very least, he was prairie dogging it.
So I go downstairs and I'm like, 307, who are their coaches? Who are their parents? Because they're all staying here for a hockey tournament.
And they
said, well, I've got the mom listed, and I'm like, and she's like, 307, those are my kids. And I proceed to tell them what they just did. Oh, that can't be my kids. You must have the wrong room.
Oh,
This is where the now this up to this point is just childish dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
This is where the stupid comes.
You can't blame kids for being kids.
Right. This is where the stupid comes.
They're just trying to help.
So that can't be my kids. Ma'am, I was just in the room. Oh no, I'm certain you must have the wrong team. There's a lot of children here. Ma'am, I was just in your room. Well, I really doubt that my children would do that. I'm like, ma'am, how about we go upstairs to your room? Okay, because it wasn't my kids. I had to walk her all the way up to the third floor, had to go in, and had to get the kids admit that they were that as they were still squeezing water into the bucket.
What, is that a normal thing for her kids or something? Like to flood a hotel room and then
the Wade pool in the room.
She actually said, well, maybe the toilet backed up.
No, her kids are trying to shampoo the carpets and be helpful. Duh.
The coach came over in all of this. I explained once again what them. The coach looked in and goes, all of you are benched.
And then what does the mom say?
The mom is just standing there completely quiet now.
Yeah.
The coach says, if there is any damage, we will pay for it. I said, I will talk to the desk clerk. I think it wasn't that bad, other than everything is soaked. And he's like, well, fine, they can stay in here. So the coach was an adult, except for he wasn't there for most of the night, but that's normal with coaches. But the mother, evidence in her own eyes, and she's still trying to tell me that, no, this I must be mistaken.
Her kids are angels. They can't do anything wrong.
Well, if they're angels, that means I can throw them out the window and see if they fly.
Yeah.
I like your theory. You should try that next time.
Splat! Well, that one didn't work. Let's see the next one. It's like how you test for witches. If they sink,
they're...
Oh, we can attack the Christians, but not the witches.
Yeah, you want me to see get into how you can identify a Christian from distance?
How?
Let's hear it.
Tell us. Come on. Come on. Yeah, you opened it up. Let's hear it.
They're covered in ash from all the books they burnt.
Oh. No, I like that one. That's good. All right, so that's my tales from the stupid. All right, next, who goes? Come on.
Oh, I brought up the running myself over with my car twice. Two separate cars on two separate occasions, so I might as well get this over with. I know you may have heard.
Oh, I think I did a long time when back in the bar.
Yeah, because the other one happened just recently.
Okay. Speak up. Speak into the microphone.
So anyways, years and years ago, I did a little stint down in Saskatchewan, where I lived there for about six
Gapper
months.
Country.
Yeah, yeah.
That would cause me to run myself over. Just something to do.
Well, you know, I've lived in a lot of different areas of BC, and I'm used to it being cold, but when it comes to Saskatchewan cold, the cold that you try to breathe and your nose freezes solid, like, it just doesn't happen. You never realize how many nose hairs you have.
Until you're knocking icicles off of each one.
So I ended up picking up this car with a remote start. Problem being that this car was a standard, which is not supposed to be possible, but it being Saskatchewan, no one really gives a fuck about anything to do with laws and regulations out there. So, pick up this little Firefly.
With a remote starter.
With a remote start, and it's fucking cold, and there's
and
no
left
way.
It in gear.
Apparently once I did. Now here's the thing. The first time this
is
happened...
Is anyone else thinking maximum overdrive?
I can see Emilio Estevez now.
Did this car have a goblin head on the front of it?
You're giving me ideas again.
That was my 77 Chevy.
Cue the AC/DC music on the soundtrack.
No, it was Gigi D'Agostino. But anyways...
Oh, wow. I didn't believe you went there. Okay, go on.
All right, so the first time this happens, I'm getting ready for work. I reach up through the window, basement suite, right? So I can't really see out the back window. And I push the button, and I go do my thing and get dressed, do my makeup. So 20 minutes after I push the button, I go outside and find my car repeatedly ramming the neighbor's chain link fence.
For 20 minutes it had been up. Bam, bam.
Well, what happens with the remote start in the cold is, you know, well, in general, I should say, sorry, is if it stalls, it automatically restarts itself. So somehow...
Bam!
wham!
Your car is rigid.
unless perhaps we're underestimating the allure of that chain link fence.
No, it was going nose first. It wasn't doing it quite right.
Well, it was an inexperienced car.
The thing that amazes me about the situation, though, is the fact that it was parked right next to two vehicles in front of a pole. In front of a barrier that was in line with the house directly, and somehow it managed to avoid the pole, avoid the cars, go over the barrier, turn its wheels, go into the fence.
God, I would have loved to have been out there for 20 minutes just watching all of this.
Car
fuck me!
Car randomly starts up.
I think I know where Harold Camping was a few years ago and why he believes the world is coming to an end.
Well, it is Saskatchewan, though. You don't want to be standing out there with your mouth open.
Some kids just saw Herbie the Love Bug are trying to hug this moving car. Can't run down.
So needless to say, after embarrassingly trying to get my car off of the lawn and having to drive over the lawn and through the front yard and the garden to get the car out.
Oh, God.
Because I didn't want anyone to try, you know, see me trying to get back through what I could never navigate, which the car did on its own, which I'm still amazed by.
Your car's a better driver than you.
I am a natural blonde. Yes. So, of course, I decide at this point, okay, every time I start the car, I'm going to watch and make sure it doesn't move.
Uh-huh.
This goes on for about a month, and I start to get a little complacent. So now I'm not waiting to get dressed first. When one fateful morning, with 1 foot of snow out on the ground, nice and icy, about 6 a.m., the sun is just coming up.
Oh, God, no.
What the fuck?
Wearing nothing but a white wife beater and a pair of panties, I reach up, press the button, and see the car coming, begin to roll.
Coming towards you.
Coming towards the house. And there I go, running, screaming up the stairs, bashing the door open, flinging myself in front of the little firefly.
Try to stop the car with your hands.
It was a firefly, yeah.
Go faster, I can't. It's a jail.
And of course, because it's in first gear, but it's just idling, right? So I plant myself in front of my car, brace myself in the foot of snow in my bare feet and my panties, catch the car.
God, I'd pay money to see this. But I'd have to be alone.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, did you notice anyone around you with a cell phone by any chance?
Now, this was about 10 years ago. This was before all that went down. But anyway, so I catch the car and it stalls. Okay, great. Without thinking, I immediately release the car and go to run and open the door. The door is locked. Crap, it started up again. Now what do I do? Side view mirror. Cling.
Dun, 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 dun. Now it's a fight to the death.
He tries Kirk chopping it. You know. You can just roll the thing.
Did you try that double hand hammer thing? That always worked for Kirk.
Yeah. Daddy,
no
what's
neck.
That lady doing to that car?
Oh, son. It just covers eyes.
We come in peace. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill.
Now, Firefly, show us on the doll where she touched you.
Oh, so long story short, I managed to get the door unlocked between it starting up and stalling out. Get in there, hit the brakes, it dies, I go back in, embarrassedly get my clothes on and go to work. So now, fast forward to about 6 months ago. Friend of mine lends me her tracker.
Oh no.
What is it with you and like fucking subcompacts?
Oh, no.
I used to own a four-wheel drive tracker. It was amazing, except for the fact that for the first 20 minutes you drove it, it wouldn't shift. I got pulled over on 264th for doing 20 in an 80 zone. Do you know how fast you were going? Yes. It's not quite warm yet. Just give me a minute. This is the first time a cop has actually let me keep my vehicle running while she ran my license plate. It's okay. I know you're not going anywhere, so just
don't make me run after you.
I don't want to have to walk over here.
So, of course, this one wasn't automatic, and I ended up lending it to Miss Kitty, who eventually killed it, and in return, she got another one that happened to be a standard. Now, she couldn't drive standard so well. She ends up lending it to me. Now, I get home late at night. I've got an automatic gate. I forgot the clicker. I'm going to have to get out and push the button. Damn it. Okay. Put it in neutral. Pull the e-brake. Well, my driveway's on a bit of a hill.
No good can come of this.
How the fuck do you run yourself over twice in one life? Once I can see, that's like just somehow, you know. But,
here's the best part, because I had managed to.
Sounds very familiar. Sorry, no, it was a Monty Python thing.
because
it was the blancmange.
Was it like the Twit of the Year competition?
Yes, the last Twit of the Year show. That's right.
Actually, managed to run himself over.
What? That's right. Great. I remember that. They just have the car on top of
what
him.
What a great twit!
I'm sorry if I might be way off.
No, you're right. That's
right.
It.
You're right.
I mean, I might have just dreamed it.
No. Anyhow, so the car starts to roll.
Excuse me. So, here's the thing. I pull the e-brake. I put it in neutral. It's idling away behind me. And it, again, is pointed in the wrong direction and somehow manages to turn itself towards me and start to catch up to me.
Did you name it Christine by any chance?
the e-brake released?
I think either it was the action of me getting out of the vehicle that it started to kind of just let go a little bit, because it wasn't moving when I got out, obviously.
I swear
to God, no.
It didn't have a big green goblin head on the hoodie.
No. And so I'm walking down the driveway, and all of a sudden I see the headlights start to move.
Fucking, can you imagine the deer and headlight look that would have hit her face at that moment?
But the best part about this story is because I had already caught the firefly in previous experience, I thought.
Oh,
catch the tracker.
It's a little bit bigger, isn't it?
It's a little heavier, especially when it's rolling downhill, yes.
Yeah.
The ref is dying. There are tears coming out of her face right now. She's curled up into a fetal position, hugging herself, trying desperately to breathe during all of this.
Oh. So I'm guessing that didn't go out so well this time.
I'm still trying... No. How did it turn... Like... There's like demons involved here.
They're gremlins, man. I tell you, they're gremlins.
Keep in mind, okay? Every time I get in a car, something breaks. And this is why, when I get cars, they're always POSs, right? I never pay more than about
$500. Ghost tracker.
Yeah, absolutely. The day I got that tracker, I broke the window handle and the defroster stopped working. The day that Miss Kitty got her 4Runner and she let me drive it, the rear window stopped working.
You're like, not getting in my car ever again.
Matter of fact, you're walking home.
Sounds like she's dodging home. Just don't let me drive them. Passenger, no
so,
issue. Driver,
when you
issue.
Caught the car...
So when I caught the car, that didn't turn out so well. The car didn't quite stop, but I started sliding. I mean...
In Mother Russia, Claire catches you.
This is one of those cartoon moments where your feet are actually getting warm because the soles of your shoes are sliding across asphalt.
You're not Superman.
You didn't turn green at this point, did you?
No. I saw the fence coming and I leapt over the hood. So after doing a tuck and roll recovery and getting my friends to help
and
me...
And good.
And getting all my friends to help me push it back out of the fence and the gate which it had smashed into. I think one other good point about the story is the fact that my landlord is epic.
Yeah.
He actually built his own gate because he thought $10,000 for a steel gate is fucking bullshit. So he took a motor and built his own. Well, what he
did... How much did it cost him?
About... 11,000. No, $500.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Well, he's in fabrication as a business, so he just built the fence and bought the motor for $400, and that was it. But what he did was he took the axle from an old Ford van and cemented it into the ground, and the hub is what actually holds the gate. So when I hit the gate, I broke a seal in the thing. So I had to go to some parts place in the city that I live in and explain to them, I don't know what this is out of, but I need to get it fixed. And he looks at me and goes, well, why do you not know what it's from? Well, it's for my gate. Well, how is it from your gate? Well, because we kind of buried a car in the ground, and it kind of holds our gate up. And I killed it.
I'm strangely comfortable.
Well, you see, I rolled the car into it, and I tried to catch it, which is the second time I got run over.
Did the gate ever try to run you down?
Wait, wasn't this part of a Bill Cosby routine?
Actually, I'm getting Road Warrior imagery.
Okay, honey, get out of the way of the moving vehicles, okay?
Or how about this? Next time a moving vehicle that you know the door is open is barreling towards you, why not duck into the open door instead of trying to stop it?
Or try to take it out with a spinning heel kick.
Chick
and
Norris.
That's it for me.
Let's see, I could take the claw to the face, or I could take him out with a spinning heel kick. Should have gone with the second option.
Okay.
Why is all this reminding me of the woman who phoned 911 because she was locked in her car?
What?
You're fucking with me, right?
Wasn't that like an OnStar thing?
No, that was on. That made like CNN news like 6 months ago or something like that.
Or was that Blonde Star?
His head desk.
No, that actually has reset my brain now.
No,
just a second. I'm booting.
So what was the issue? What, did she have a Dukes of Hazzard car like every car I ever owned, and the latches didn't work, or did she forget the idea of plungers for a sec?
She was just really, really stupid.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no, I got nothing.
Oh, that's not real. That's not.
That can't be.
No, because on Rock 101...
they played the 911 calls.
On Rock
101, oh my fucking god. Oh.
And you know it's true when it's played on Rock 101. That Jake Edwards, he wouldn't lie.
No, they had a spoof that they would always air. It was called Blonde Star instead of OnStar. And they would have stupid people that they would, you know, I guess they'd be actors, you know. Or maybe they're real people, but...
Maybe they're just stupid actors.
It was a real situation. It was just something somebody came up with somewhere along the way. Those guys are pretty funny sometimes.
Oh.
Especially when they tell their poopy jokes.
Wow.
And, yeah, no, there was one of those stories on there about somebody locking themselves in their car.
I'm with Cave Troll on this one. I am fucking speechless. That wins. That is the dumbest single thing I've ever...
I can't
ever...
follow that, Dak.
Yeah, I know. Thanks,
well,
BBM.
Well, keep in mind, I used to work at a car dealership for a little while, and there was a woman that came in all upset because the battery on her clicker died, and she's like, I can't get in to my car.
Have you tried the key?
You open the fucking...
We're trying to explain to her, well, just use the key. I can't open my door. Just use the key. How could I use the key if I can't open the fucking door?
Use the key on the door.
Okay, if you're not that fucking smart, replace the battery.
All right, here's what you do.
Charge your $80 for the battery, too.
Yeah.
You take a gun.
You
put one bullet in it. You make sure the bullet is in the cylinder that's going to fire. That's up or down. Or you just actually forget about that. Just get an automatic. Put one bullet in. So you got one in there. You take the gun. You put it into your mouth. And you pull the trigger. And this as many times as it takes.
There is only
more than once, I'd be a little afraid.
There is only one proper response to this. Sell her a new car.
That's not bad. I'm strangely comfortable with that.
We have the solution. It'll only cost you $50,000.
It is morally wrong to allow the stupid or suckers to keep their money.
Wow.
All right,
P.T. Barnum much?
And this is why the child poverty rate keeps going up, because only the idiots are breeding.
That's a weird theory, but I think it works.
No, actually, I was just talking with my wife over the weekend, and of all of our friends, we're talking all of my peers, only three have had children. And there's a total of five out of about maybe 25 people. So we are so below the median average for you know, children. Mm-hmm. That it's ridiculous. And I was, and I look at it and I was thinking about it. Jokes aside, getting run over by your car aside, the people I know are above average IQs.
Shit, I'm going to get pregnant soon at this rate.
Well, sorry, I'm bringing the average down there, Uncle Dad.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. We are so below the median average for children that it is ridiculous. And every one of them, every one of my friends is above average in IQ. Mm-hmm.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Shut up, Mario.
Hey, a fuck are you? There, now we've insulted the Italians. We got the whole of the world.
Okay. What's the matter for you now?
Mel, Mayhem, it's yours.
Actually, I did not have one until PVM actually mentioned 911 calls. Now, this one actually didn't happen to me at work. It happened on the way to work.
It still counts.
It still counts. But
idiots are everywhere. They never
Is this the douchebag in a truck story?
Hmm? Yeah, this is the douchebag in the truck story.
They come in trucks, too?
Yeah. But
usually.
But there was actually a little side note before that one. This is actually part Tale of the Loser Cruiser on this one. Because I was actually taking the bus that day. I was sitting at the bus stop, and these two, you know, typical gangster douchebag wannabes come up and sit on the bench right where I'm standing there. I'm in full uniform, too.
All right.
Full security uniform. And they're sitting there, and he's like, yeah, man, you know, once we hit this place tonight, it's going to be like, we're going to really clean up when we hit this place tonight. He's like, well, how are we going to do it? He's like, well, we just got to get a couple guys with some crowbars, and we just got to get in there and blah, blah, blah. They're laying out an entire plan for a robbery.
Waiting for the bus.
Waiting for the bus. While I am standing there in full uniform.
Yeah, but I mean, you're just a security guard. What the fuck do you care about?
No,
two,
no.
Man, retards.
Yeah. No, this is seriously a excuse me while I change into my costume moment.
Yeah, type of thing. But no, they're laying out the entire plan. They're telling me what time they're going to be there. They're telling me where they're going to be doing this.
We're totally criminal masterminds.
Exactly. It didn't even have to be me standing there. It could have been anybody standing
there. Wished then ever.
95% of people don't even give a fuck.
Give a shit. I
know. That's probably why.
Oh, fuck.
But okay, so there was that part of the story. This all happened in the same day on the way to work as well. I'm about 5 minutes out from work now. I'm walking from the movie theater that we work at across the parking lot of a church that's right across the street. And I've always had this theory that the 911 operators have
Not making fun of me.
That the 911 operators actually have when they have their Christmas parties, they play these tapes just for the hell of it. I know we do it with some of our tapes. But anyway, this has to be on there because these two guys come up in a truck, come screaming past me, and they scream something out the window. I think it was something along the lines of faggot or something like that. Yeah. I can't remember exactly what the hell. Yeah, whatever the hell it is. They drive
so pretty.
Yeah, they drive by and you know, they yell at me and I'm like, okay, whatever. But then they stop, back up, do a complete U-turn.
Oh, these are the idiots that were circling you.
Now they're coming back. I'm like, okay, so I'm on the phone with non-emerge at this point. Like, okay, I'm standing there. I'm giving all the information to the operator. And then they start to do circles around me in the parking lot of this truck. And she's like, okay, well, what's the complaint about? I'm like, I believe these individuals are intoxicated. They're driving under the influence. Well, what makes you say that? I'm like, well, they're driving erratically. They're doing donuts in parking lots, yelling at pedestrians. I'm not saying anything out of the ordinary. This is what they're doing. Right? Mm-hmm. So, if I had to guess, plus it was game night, too. So, if I had to guess, I'd say they were intoxicated. So, they finally stop, because they see me on the phone. Mm-hmm. And one of them yells at me, what the fuck you think you're doing? I'm like, oh, I'm just having a little bit of a conversation. He's like, well, the fuck you talking to? You getting some of your buddies to come down here? And I'm like, no, I really wasn't planning on that, but you know, I figured you were busy doing your own thing there. You know, I really didn't feel the need to intrude. So like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, well, I know it's a free country, man. I'm still on the phone with the operator at this point. Mm-hmm. I know it's a free country. You know, if you guys want to go and shout out your sexual preference to the whole world, that's your business, okay? I really don't care. Nobody really cares.
That's
it's
just
a free
not
country.
Fair egging them on when they're that stupid.
Oh, yes it is. Oh, yes it is. And he starts yelling back at me, I'm not a fucking faggot, you're a fucking faggot. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm sorry, man. You know, I'm just, you know, see you there and... You just look like the typical guy that likes to get gang raped in the shower. I'm just so sorry about that. And he's like, he's still going off. He's like, fuck you, man, fuck you. I'm like, all right. It's not considered rape if it's voluntary. Right. I can't believe I just said that. Oh, I'm so sorry. The 911 operator is now howling. And finally, after a little bit more ribbing, they just got into the truck and left.
How can you gang stab someone that's unarmed like that? That's just not fair.
I mean, that's like, seriously, man, that's like going out and kicking a kitten. There's nothing. There's like, at that point, they're so unarmed.
Well, yeah, I know. But it wasn't until I actually, while she's laughing still, she's like, well, you have a plate number. I'm like, yeah, so I read off the plate number, and he's like, what the fuck are you giving my plate for? I'm like, oh, I'm just on the phone with the cops. Like, you called the fucking cops? I'm like, well, yeah, you're screaming that you want to kick my ass. I mean, what the hell else am I going to do? And he stares at me blankly, and he's like, fuck you, you fucking faggot. And jumps into the truck and takes off. And she's like, okay, so do you want me to send somebody down? I'm like, well, you don't have to come down here if you don't want to. I mean, he's gone. I mean, here's the direction to travel. If you got somebody in the area, you know, if you want to go say hi, you know, no problem.
You would like some free entertainment.
But I can guarantee you that one is probably going to be on the
Christmas list.
Yeah, the playlist for that year, for this year. It was pretty fucked up, but
that's phenomenal.
Yep. Cave Troll, we got to make it quick. I want Malcontent to have time to finish his stories.
Mine's really actually really quick. I'm at a new job. I'm watching a door for a grocery store that's under renovation.
Okay.
And the construction security guard who does the outside of the building comes to me. He's like, man, I got a tape you got to watch. It's phenomenal. And I'm like, okay. And so we go back into the security office and he's showing me this tape. And it's just an aisle in the grocery store that has this a bunch of cords across it, and it's just this empty aisle, and I'm like, well, what am I watching? He's like, no, wait for it. And it shows one of the grocery clerks driving a pallet jack, like one of the motorized pallet jacks, down the aisle.
God, I can see this.
And the front wheel goes over the extension cord, but the back wheel stick on it, and he's like pulling on the pallet jack trying to run it forward. It won't run, so he reverses it.
Oh God, no.
And then he rides it forward, and then he reverses it, and he can't figure out why, and you see him looking around like, why isn't the pallet jack going forward? What's and he's like checking the wheels, like something's stuck in the wheels. He can't figure out what's going on. And so finally he runs it forward and there's this bang! And flames shoot out from underneath the pallet jack. Okay, this blinding flash, like boom! And then you see him, he just freezes. And he looks around. He looks under the pallet jack, and he reaches underneath the pallet jack.
Oh, no!
Okay. And he, like, fiddles around, and then you see him, like, maybe I shouldn't do that. And you see him wander off. Leaves it there.
On fire?
No, it was just a burst.
The flash is because he's cut the electrical cord, and it's just arced into the bottom of the pallet jack.
Yeah, but he reaches underneath, and then he's like, oh, wait, no, that's not a good idea.
That's the better angels of his nature stepping in and going, don't do this.
And so you see him wander back with the manager, and the manager takes one look at it, loses his shit. Like, the video doesn't have sound, but he does the flaming Kermit. And you see him run, and he goes and he does the same thing, which is unplugs the extension cord, which has now been sitting underneath this fucking... Like, that pallet jack was probably electrified.
Yeah.
The entire... And he just left it in the middle of the aisle. Like, I was waiting for some random guy to go, oh, what this is sitting here. Bam! Blown into the shelf or some shit.
All right.
And, yeah, so
at
that's...
At least he went to go and get an adult.
It was amazing. Best footage I've seen this year.
All right, Malcontent.
Okay, so do you want me to tell the second story
of George?
A new one.
When you got basically cut off 2 weeks ago, or almost a month ago.
Okay, I can do that. All right, so I seem to remember it was George 2, the sequel.
Yeah, George 2, the sequel.
George is German in origin, and he was involved somehow with the Second World War. I'm not sure how, because he's not old enough to have actually been in the proper German armed forces. He might have been Hitler Youth. This might entirely be a delusion of his. You can never tell what these people.
He wasn't in an insane asylum.
But the thing is, at times George was fairly lucid, which is what this story is about. And in the lucid times, he seems to be stuck in the Second World War.
Those are his lucid moments.
Those are the lucid times. So
I have a question. Which side did he fight for?
I just finished saying he's German.
Oh, God.
Pay attention.
So, though obviously most of the people out there in Radio Land have never met me, but I have very good posture.
You can tell right now.
Yeah, well, not when I'm punched over a computer, but, especially when I was younger, I tend to stand up straight, hands clasped behind me, that kind of thing. And he believed that I was in charge. His name for me was Commandant. That's what he called me. And he was so interested in impressing his Commandant, he would do just about anything I told him to do.
You had a minion.
You had a 600-pound minion.
A very big minion. If you remember George 1, we discussed the size of George. You know, you have to play the Star Wars Death Star music when he enters the room. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, hey, George. So this story also involves another constant, and I think this another constant watch guard. I think this was the story Dak thought I was going to tell when I told George 1. This guy was a sleeper. A very deep sleeper, mm-hmm. This constant guard. Again, of a certain ethnicity that shall remain nameless, but I love their food. So I come in to give him his break, because, you know, that's my job, giving the constant watch their breaks between wrestling naked insane people. And I find that he's sleeping again. So I decide he's had an 8-hour break. And I'm going to have some fun with him instead. Now, this is where the tale of the stupid goes over to me being stupid, because I'm running psychological experiments with crazy people now. This can't end well.
You cannot be qualified for that.
So I look over at George, and George calls me Commandant. This is a good sign.
He's in one of those moods.
Good. And he's trying to tell me about some guys that are running cigarettes and contraband into the camp. Something like that.
Hogan's heroes are at it again.
He says he can get me in to expose the whole lot of them just by mentioning his name. So I'm taking notes of my triform, because I enjoy taking notes in my triform when crazy people say these sorts of things to me. I decide he's lucid enough that I'm going to get him in on a horrible little scheme. So I go over to the nursing station and I try to see who's on the nursing station, if it's one of the nurses I like.
The entire table has face palmed. The entire table.
And I find, lo and behold, the planets have aligned. The Lord is smiling upon me. And one of the nurses that I like is actually there. So I get her to come over to George's room, and I instruct George to start yelling and screaming and beating his chest and, you know, whatever else he can think of as loud as humanly possible. And to do it now! And the nurse, who has now gone from freaked out to horrified to laughing her head off, decides... doesn't wait for my instruction and decides to play her best frightened woman.
Oh, God.
So in the just as we get to about the third rehearsal where it's all starting to come together and I can see the scriptwriter's vision, the constant wakes up. So I nearly got covered with pee for the second time. only it didn't belong to a patient this time. And it was ironic because the constant was actually watching George seated on a commode. I don't know why he chose it. Probably because it was the most comfortable chair in the room. But yeah, he was sitting on a commode. That just icing on the cake. So he's running around like... I'm not kidding you, running around like he's having a seizure, shouting, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, oh fuck. I pretend to make a stat call on the radio. And I tell him to get out of the room. He's doing no good for us. So he gets out of the room, and I managed to, you know, the nurse and I managed to get George calmed down because he got, you know, a little overly excited.
He got into the role. He was working it.
Yeah. Character actor.
Yeah.
But, you know, he got lost in the part. So, anyway, I go out afterwards and he's white. I want to remind you of the ethnicity that I said this person is. If you've worked it out, I'm not kidding you, he was white. As a sheet. And he looked up at me like a wounded puppy. And he says, am I fired? You're listening to NPR. That's who that is. That's what became of him. I looked down at him and I said, no, the world has been kind to you. I'm not powerful enough to fire you. And I don't feel like telling anyone this happened because if I do, they might fire me. Which was true. They might have. So
you all, in order to save your jobs, you all keep it a secret and George ain't going to talk.
Well, if he is, but nobody's going to listen.
No. He would never rat out on his commandant.
That's
like
right.
That.
The commandant.
I hear nothing. I see nothing.
My God, that's what happened to Schultz.
And I remember even less. Another thing that was kind of true.
Thank you. Okay, save for it, you've got nothing. Captain Longbeard, no. And PVM?
Other than the story about the 911 call for being locked inside the car... Do you know that time travel is illegal in China?
Yeah, didn't we discuss
I heard
this?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, we discussed this, remember? Didn't we?
No.
No. No, we didn't actually discuss it.
Oh, no, it was about Sean Kennedy stuff, remember?
Not only that, but in certain provinces of China, if you want to be reincarnated, you have to get previous consent of the government.
I'll get right to work on that.
And what form would I fill out in triplicate for that?
Quintuplicate, actually.
I'm not sure. I don't read Mandarin.
And if you get your reincarnation form wrong, like...
Dear great leader, please resurrect our son, Tiki Tiki Tambo, Nosarambo, Cherry Berry Ruchi Pip Pumbo, after the fifth time he fell down the well. We think we have lick this time.
I'm strangely comfortable with that.
Well, can they? Do they control the immigration of Western souls?
Fuck!
Like, what if I die and I'm reborn in China?
Dak is holding his brain like it's about to come out his ears.
It's about to leave. It's like, oh, fuck this, I'm out of here.
Do they have special Buddhist monks that are trained to apprehend the loose souls?
They call them Ghostbusters.
You don't have the right papers. I'm sorry. You're going to have to leave. Fuck me. God, this...
Phenomenal.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
Fascist Buddhists.
No, this is fucking for awesome. Fucking real. Oh. They actually felt they had to legislate this shit.
Well, I know Sean Kennedy. It was one of his books, wasn't it?
Yeah, it involved time travel. No, yeah. It was the After Now.
After Now.
It's now banned in China.
Banned in China.
Because
it involves time travel.
Time travel is mandated that they can't have any media or anything that points to time travel.
Because they
were using it to say that it may give people the idea of overthrowing the Chinese government by going back in time.
Right, just like in the States.
That's what they think it's going to take, eh?
Yep. Just like in the States, it's
and
illegal.
Also they were showing that, oh sorry,
just like in the States, it's illegal to control the weather.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Fuck wow. Fuck double wow.
See, stupid isn't just here.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Fucking.
The whole world already thinks
fuck.
You're an idiot. It's best not to open your mouth and prove them right.
Uh-huh. Oh fuck.
And I'm too stupid to listen to my own advice.
That's a topper. That's candy on top of the goddamn cupcake. I swear to God. That is the time travel thing, that just sounds like the regular political bullshit. The having to register to be reincarnated with your local authority. Fuck. Okay, if you ever think we
I
have
know
a bad
the
one,
is.
Well, that's all about the Dalai Lama, cuz when are they going to give that to him?
Oh, I don't even want to get into this, but I just wanted to say, if you ever think we're bad here in the West, that for all the political shit, even under the worst days of George Bush, if you ever think we're really that bad, go look at China.
Yep. Like, what do? They get the children after like 1 year of age, they put like 3 toys in front of them. If they pick the wrong toy, they're like operationally controlled. Like, sorry, this child is obviously reincarnated. He picked Dolly Umbala's favorite spoon. I'm afraid that's the wrong spoon to choose.
And since you didn't file the proper form.
Proper paper, I see here you didn't file your 701C. I'm afraid we're going to have to take your child and raise him as a
ward of the state.
Ward of the state, yes, because he's an illegal reincarnation.
So that they can go and mine gold.
There is a serious movie in there somewhere.
Yeah. I think I saw that movie. I think I ducked into a Zeshuan palace and saw it. It was in Chinese, so I didn't understand half of it.
But they danced really cool.
So yeah, that's Bollywood. That's Bollywood.
Oh, yes.
Right. I think it was called Donkey Time Traveling Action Hero or something. I don't know.
Reincarnation of Doom.
All right, that's it. Good night, folks. Tune in next week when you'll hear the fat man say,
"Oh my God, it's real!"
I heard it.
He'll be talking about that Hungry Hippos movie. Hungry Humpy?
That sounds like fun.
Hungry Humpy Hippos.
That one was definitely, you know, Osama's.
That's a whole new dimension.
Oh, I love that one. Did you see the size of the burqa on her? That baby had everything under there.
And I'm strangely comfortable with that.
Good night, folks.